This is When Spirit Calls, and you on your journey are in the right place. This show is about magic, miracles, and meaning shared through stories, interviews, and channeled messages. We have so much to share about who you are and your divine mission here on the earth. Let's get to it. When Spirit Calls is right now.
Hello, our incredible guest today is Shauna Jackson Crabb. Shauna is a heart-led intuitive and energy worker devoted to guiding others on their soul's journey. After 25 years in a career that left her feeling disconnected, she embraced a path of deep healing and spiritual study. Through astrology, tarot, Reiki, mediumship, and yoga, she found her way home and now helps others to do the same. A certified tarot reader, applied astrology graduate, Reiki master teacher, and registered yoga instructor, Shauna blends her wisdom and compassion into every session. Her work is soulful, empowering, and joy-filled, just like her love of sunshine, road trips, dancing for hours, and singing in the car. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of When Spirit Calls. As always, I'm so happy to be with all of you. And I'm so happy to be with our guest today. Shauna's in the house. Hi, Shauna.
Hi. Whoop, whoop. Hi, everyone.
I'm so happy to have you here. You know, I got to the privilege and pleasure of experiencing a talk that you did at a retreat that I was at a few months ago. And I just fell in love with your spirit, with your pizzazz, with your energy. It's fascinating to me when somebody can be both high on life, but also grounded. And I think that's tricky to do for many people. And you, to me, represented that so beautifully. I'm like, ah, she gets it. And I knew right away I wanted to have you on the show. So, you know, you opened the door to us like with some astrology magic and wisdom, but I know that there's so much more in there. So I'm so excited to dive in today. And in typical When Spirit Calls fashion, I invite you to start by sharing a bit of your story. We want to get to know you a little bit. So what's the story? When did Spirit call you? And what kind of led you into the work that you're doing or not doing today?
I love it, Deanne. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, too. And it's always a privilege to see you and be in your zone. So I love that. Thank you. How did it start? Well, I'll tell you, it started kind of like a Mack truck, like everyone else's call. Kind of, we ignore our egos. We ignore our spirit, what's happening in there. I should say we don't ignore our ego. That's how it gets all messed up.
Yeah, and usually the ego's the one that takes charge. Yeah.
Yeah, it's taking charge. And the same was for me. I was working at a job that was sucking the life out of me. Not because I didn't like it. I loved it. I was passionate about it. I lived and breathed it to the point where I worked so many hours and so fast and so hard, I became a celiac. I lost 102 pounds. I was stressed out. Yeah, I've never weighed 102 pounds in my life since I was a kid. So it was really, it was an ugly time in my life where my body was telling me, slow down, and I wasn't listening. You know, there was a lot going on around me at the time where I couldn't. Like, I felt really obligated to people, to my team, to the people that were in my circle. You know, like, they looked up to me. I was the leader, you know? And it happens to so many leaders out there that, you know, they get something that comes into their life and helps them to stop, to slow down, to, you know, take a beat. And this took a long time to slow me down, I'm not going to lie. And once that hit, celiac disease hit, that's kind of when, you know, my husband's so supportive. He also started eating gluten-free. We cleaned out the cupboards. Like, we did everything that you can do. He is such a supportive guy. And I reflected too, like, all right, but I'm still going at this speed. Like, I can't keep going at this speed. I can't. So what I ended up doing was started meditation. And for those people out there that are like, I can't meditate, trust me, I am not a kind of sit still kind of girl. I'm like I said, I was go, go, go. So it started with an app, and I can't remember which one it was at this time, but it just took me through like a 2-minute meditation every day. And I just said, you know, I'm going to stick to this. I'm going to do this 2-minute meditation every morning. I'm sitting here with my coffee anyway. Like, let's take a minute. And that's when I was able to take time for myself, you know, and be in silence, be in spirit, be quiet. And that's when it all started coming in, like bit by bit. The meditation started getting longer, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It took me 5 years.
Wow.
To do a 30-minute silent meditation.
I love that you're sharing this, because I think that so many people write off meditation because they don't have the time or they can't do it, right? And this is so beautiful that you started off with 2 minutes, and then you built up to 3 and built up to 5, and eventually were able to sit there for that 30 minutes and actually do it. So, you know, I think that really, to me, that's going to really land for a lot of us who are busy in our brains or are busy in life. And I know for me, sometimes it's a 2-minute meditation. That's all I've got capacity for that day, or whatever excuses I have that day. But at least I've done the 2 minutes. And that to me is worth its weight in gold.
Yes. And, you know, I didn't value it for a really long time. But I just said, you know, I'm going to keep going on this. I'm going to keep trying it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. And it wasn't until probably that 5th year that I was able to be silent at all. Like, I then once I started, I got off that app. Then I started searching on YouTube, like chakra meditations. And I started doing like chakra mantras. Like that kind of thing while
that
I was
meditating. Some of the mantras and the chanting.
Yes.
Yeah.
The chanting, the noms and the noms and the oms. Oh, they were so good. Yeah. And just visualizing those colors, you know, and that helps to really stabilize your chakras and to bring that light into, you have no idea, actually. We have no idea how easy it is to just, you know, turn that on, listen to it while you're having your coffee, sit still.
Yeah.
Don't even close your eyes if you don't want to. Just try to make your mind sort of not even not think about things. What I would say is try to bring it to a space where you're appreciating where you are.
Not judging, but just letting whatever lands, land.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That to me is such a sweet surrender. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that I've been working on practicing, is that surrender. Because what will happen is a thought will pop into my mind, and then I'll get critical about the thought, or I'll jump on that thought, and then I'm now judging the thought, and then I'm judging the fact that I'm judging the thought. You know, it's like this, this habitual cycle. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just spent 30 minutes of my life getting sucked into a vortex that doesn't even matter, because it's stories that aren't even true, that I'm making up on some level. So that's been a big practice for me, is like catching myself, just being aware that I have a thought from a neutral perspective, and then just letting that thought be whatever it might be without, again, piling up on the judging of it.
Right. And that's so, it's so easy for us to do as humans. Like, how many thoughts do we have in a day? Tens of thousands. Mm-hmm. And how many of those are negative? Like, how many do we actually just brew on or make up? Like, catch yourself in your made up thoughts. Like, oh, that's a worry that I just made up.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. I'm
worried about something that hasn't even happened yet.
Oh, and most of my life I live that way. I was worrying about the things that hadn't even happened. And, you know, Eckhart Tolle in his book, The Power of Now, says you cannot deal with the future. It has not happened yet.
Right.
And yet, so many of us are trying to deal with these future things, not realizing that we're actually decreasing our vibrational field. And we're actually creating a ripple of that negativity, that negative thought. That story then starts to want to play out because we're sitting in it energetically. And yet there's this invitation for us to say, hey, I don't like that story. I'm going to rewrite it.
Right. And it's so important that we do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can't even, all of us have them. None of us are free of worrying about something or creating a fear, you know? Yeah. But just think about what your body feels like when you do that. It's a really hard thing to do because you're in your mind at the time.
Yeah, you're not even in the body.
You're not even in the body. And the body is where you really want everything to be coming from. You know, how, like I said, I wasn't listening to my body. What did it do? It made me listen.
Yeah. It gave you the spiritual 2x4, like, hey, Shauna, you can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where to go?
Whack. That's right. And so from meditation, Deanna, I think I went to crystals and it went from there. Like, crystals have such amazing energy. I would meditate with them as well.
Here right now. Yeah. Yes. A little bit. Crystal show and tell happening. Yeah.
I was like, that would be fun. Right. And then, you know, I've been a tarot reader for a long time, but I hadn't done it for other people. I was in the closet. I was hiding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hiding in the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's funny. Then I was in that job still. I was in that job for a very long time and it kept changing and growing and evolving. Then COVID hit.
Mm. Yeah.
And there was a point where, you know, we were all at home. But some of us worked right through. My husband worked all the way through.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for him because I have to say that it was in that moment that I was like, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And I know it's terrible to think, like, there was so much going on at that time and so many things that happened that are tragic and terrible, but there were so many things that happened that were so good too. Like Mother Earth got a break for the first time in her life, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
Right. Yeah. Also, you know, it was interesting because we were brought back to work slowly. And when I was there on my break, I actually did astrology.
Wow.
That's when astrology came into my life. It flooded in. Astrology. And I just started noticing all of the pieces fitting together. Mm-hmm. So not only had a great meditation practice in the morning, I was pulling cards and I had this like astrology thing going. And I was like, you know what? All of these things fit together.
Yes.
I don't really understand how or why right now, but then I started getting it. Like it's the Merkaba, the symbol that, you know, kind of twist in the air, and you can start seeing all of the information come flooding in. And that's when I understood.
Wow.
That's when I really understood.
So did you just feel that pull to astrology? Like, was there like a moment where you like read something and you're like, oh my God, I love this and I want more of it. Like, what happened there?
Actually, what's really funny is I was doing kind of classes where we were bringing in ceremony.
Okay.
So that kind of started it. And then the four directions started coming really prevalent to me. And I thought, oh, the four directions. Oh, wow. This is juicy. This is really juicy. Okay. Let's do, the elements. And then I just started looking up at the elements. And
so
that was
coming more from a shaman kind of standpoint. Yeah. Correct? Like the four directions, the elements, and like working with that. Okay.
Definitely. And the meditation, right, that comes with that. And what's really funny is like stones, you know, and the shamans are really definitely connected to the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when I Googled elements and I never put astrology in it.
Wow.
Actually, I didn't at all. And it came flooding to me, this astrologer, Deborah Silverman, she does elements in her astrology practice. That is her foundation, I would say, and it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And that is when astrology came to me. But once I learned astrology, I realized astrology was in my chart all along and I would have to find it in this lifetime no matter what.
Wow. It was already written.
It was already written.
Your storyline. You just had to choose it and lean in.
I love this.
So, you know, you talk about the elements and I'm sure some people are like, well, what elements? Can you just give us what those elements are just for curiosity?
Totally. So we have Earth, the Earth element. It's the place that we stand. It's nature all around you. It is grounding. When somebody says grounding to you, what they really mean is like, make sure your feet are on the ground and your head is not up here and birds are twiddling around. Like, ground yourself. Get physical. You know, your physical body is also part of that Earth element, and breathing in nature and fresh air and having crystals in your space is definitely part of that Earth element.
Yeah, cool.
Love that. We have air, mm-hmm. the air element, definitely one that you would recognize maybe here if you're going outside recently. I don't know if it's been like this for you, Deanna, but it's been a little windy here lately. And, you know, it is also the communication. Between people, like how we communicate.
Yeah.
That's right. Transmission. Okay. Also, the thoughts that pop into your head can be your air element. Mm-hmm. And feathers, you know, in nature, if you're someone that finds feathers all the time, it's communication with spirit too.
Yeah.
Then you have your fire.
Mm.
That element I can get on board with.
Me too. When you did your session, I was like fire all over the place. So
yeah, that's right. So I think you and I both have a lot of planets in fire.
Yeah.
I have 5 out of 10. So it's passion, being passionate, finding your passion, being like somebody that goes out and gets things. Mm-hmm. Like you're a fire starter. You go to a party and people are like, it's so good to see you. And you're like, turn up the music. Let's have some drinks. Let's do some fun. You know, like you are not going to sit in the corner and be like, oh, this party seems okay. Like, you're not. And fire it can bring temper into the situation. You know, fire is loud. There are those people that are usually like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're also the ones that will stand up for someone else, maybe that they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've never met. And you're like, no, that's not right. That fire person will stand up on the bus and say, I'm sorry. That's not okay. Mm. Yeah. So that is the fire element. And in nature, that would be literal fire.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Needing air and earth to burn, really, right? So we have those logs on that air. Then water. Mm-hmm. Water is our emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
It is how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's also how we intuit a lot of the time. How you can walk into a room and say, oh, this doesn't feel good. I don't think I should be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
That has a lot to do with your water element. You know, it has to do with sharing your feelings, your real feelings, not your like, how are you today? I'm fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, and being open with somebody.
Yeah.
And being okay with doing that, you know, and allowing feelings. Like if you're the person that's listening, which would be the air element, allowing that person to have their feelings without judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. And these all work together. So like, it's not like you're saying like, because I'm mostly fire that I've got no air, water and earth. You know, I still have a lot of those other aspects too. There's a lot of crossover, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's, Deborah always says it's like trying to balance 4 tires on a vehicle. Mm-hmm. Like if one tire is pumped up way too much, like if I'm just living the life, having parties over here every night, well, I'm not making any money. I'm probably not really listening to my feelings and
definitely not grounded.
Right. Not grounded. None of those things.
I love that analogy of balancing that, because I feel like I'm starting to get to that point where I feel like I've got a pretty good balance of these elements, even though I'm more connected to that fire element. It's something that I've learned to, I don't know if tame is the right word, but to understand it and to make sure that it has its place and doesn't override everything else.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's funny, people, as we get older, a lot of people say, I've lost my fire. Mm. Like, I can't feel anything. I feel kind of numb. I feel, I don't feel excited anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with, you know, that observer, that ego, that witness that lives in our head.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about earlier with our fears and worries, and being able to kind of move that out of the way and say, you know what? I'm not feeling energetic, but I'm going to go for a walk anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, choosing the right foods. Like, I love fried foods, right? I love them. I have Satch in my sixth house. And for all of you out there, that means that I like fatty foods. And I love them. Fried, deep fried food. That became a thing of the past when I became a celiac, and it's really hard to find.
Yeah.
When I can get them, it's like the biggest treat in the world. Should I be choosing that all the time? No.
All the time. Yeah. So how do these elements then correspond to astrology? Because I'm sure everyone's like, well, what about the astrology part? Let's get to that. So there's certain places that we end up depending on when we're born and times we're born that would indicate which elements correspond the most. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So about that.
They correspond to each zodiac sign themselves. So for example, let's start with Earth. We have Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn.
Okay.
Our Earth signs. Then we had air. So we have Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius are our air signs. Our fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sag. And then we have our water signs, which are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. It's funny that I almost forgot Pisces. That's affecting me a lot lately. And it could go deep. And those, they can affect you in all different ways. Like each of those, even though they're fire, they, or earth or air or water, they all have a slightly different kind of flavor.
Yeah.
In each of those elements. And each of us has those in our chart. Like you have probably 10 planets or more in your chart. Mm-hmm. And each planet is in a zodiac sign. So for example, I have my sun is an Aries sun. It's fire sun, but it lives in a air house.
Mm.
So I would say then I'm 50-50. I'm 50 air, I'm 50 fire when it comes out into the atmosphere. So my personality is fire and air together. And those elements really work well together, fire and air, and also earth and water.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, okay. I mean, I've had my charts read. I look at this chart and it looks like I don't even know how to understand what means what.
Yeah.
So this is where you would come in to help somebody to understand, you know, certain pieces of their astrology chart. But like, what is the benefit to somebody going down this path and learning about this? Like, what will it do me to know, hey, I'm fire? So it means that I need to bring in more air to balance the fire. Like, what does it mean?
Yeah, it's like the first piece of the puzzle. I'm not going to lie to you. The elements are, and learning where they are in your chart and learning how they work together and how they can also work against you is really a really important thing. So, for example, fire can be passion. It can be creativity, but it can also be anger.
Right.
Right? So learning where that balance is, where do you live in your fire? You might have a lot of fire, but maybe it's coming out in completely the wrong way. So how do you get to the balance side of that where you throw that into your passion project instead of, you know, at people while you're driving?
Right. It's like leveraging it for something good, right? Like that's what you're saying. It's like we can leverage these so that we're benefiting and the people around us are benefiting as well.
Exactly. And you don't even need to read your astrology chart. You can go and understand the elements. In my chart, like I said, I have five planets in fire. So each planet also sits in an element, which is important. But that's half my planets are in fire. So I can get interruptive. I can definitely get angry for sure. It's quite easy. It's easy on the surface. But what's really interesting is my rising sign is water. And I've learned to sit and to hold space for people and to listen deeply and to be compassionate. And so that is, you know, I don't have a bunch of planets in water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if people were to come to me with their astrology chart, we definitely go over like what elements they have, where maybe is it unbalanced at the time? Maybe you have lots of planets in Earth, but you can't keep your budget straight. You don't clean up your house and, you know, that is, you put everything in a closet, you shut the door.
So I hear what you're saying really is like, one, we can start to leverage it so that we create more balance and harmony in our lives, but also that we have this opportunity where we can become more wholesome beings. We can really start to see the areas maybe where we need a little bit of support and a little bit of help, and maybe the areas of not needing to, you know, have it all figured out, but actually having the ability to understand ourselves a little bit more. You know, I kind of liken it to taking like, you know, the Myers-Briggs test to find out what these personality types are and all of that. In a way, that's what astrology does for us. It gives us information to help us understand ourselves, to maybe even deepen our compassion for self, but also to then be able to say, okay, I recognize that I might be a little fiery over here. And so how can I allow myself to still honor my authentic me, but bring in maybe another aspect of some other strengths that I have or some other gifts or characteristics that I have that can then allow me to move forward in a way that serves my highest good and the good of others?
Absolutely. And Deanna, like even just opening your astrology chart, and like I said, I just told you about one of my planets.
Yeah.
You know, it's my sun. It's the way I show up in the world. It's my personality that you see shining. It's how I show up.
Yeah.
And I learned, once I learned it was fire and air together and that those two elements work well together, it was much easier for me. But imagine if my sun was in a water house, I would be much more muted fire. And somebody might not understand, like if I have five planets and fire, but I don't feel like she's explaining. It could be because, you know, there is another element at play that is supporting. So learning that balance and having the sun, moon, and rising, just knowing those three elements, because those are your, you know, the sun is how you shine in the world. The moon is your emotions, and your rising sign is kind of how other people see you and what you're rising into in this lifetime. It could be considered your soul, your sun, your ego.
Interesting.
Right?
Well, really giving us clarity to our divine path as well. Because I think there's a lot of people that are like, I don't know what I'm doing in my world, in my life. Like, I'm confused. I'm lost. And so what you're saying is that we can be pointed into the right direction. And obviously, you found astrology in your own chart. So you were like, ding, ding, ding. I think I can lean into this. So you have a career out of it, which I think is phenomenal. What else do we need to know about astrology? Because there's a few other types out there, and I feel like it can get really complex and we could go down the rabbit hole. Is there anything that we need to know or anything that we can take with us that would help us as, you know, as the newbies or as people that maybe don't have as much knowledge around astrology?
Yeah. Wow. That's a loaded question, Deanna. Thank you. Yes, there are hundreds. I swear there's hundreds of types of astrology. It feels like you could learn one. So I do Western topical astrology. I read Placidus charts and I use like a whole sign chart for learning the future and things like that, like looking at the future. You can also do astrocartography, where you look at a map and pick like where you want to live in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many different astrologies out there. What I would say is start simply.
Mm.
Like, you can definitely get caught in, once you start learning astrology, just find a good astrologer that does a simple class where you'll learn the basics and it's step by step. That would be my thing if you wanted to learn astrology.
Yeah.
If you want, like, and, you know, researcher school, ask if they go through the signs. Yeah, okay, we know the signs, but have you memorized them? Do you know where they correlate? Like, what their aspects and what their personality is like? That's what you really want to lean into, because you want that information before you start putting all on the other
layers.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And what else would I say? Sun, moon, and rising are the top three. And if you don't know your moon and rising, try to reach out to an astrologer. Find out how you can get that information. Like, there's a free app online, astro.com. You can go there. You can pull your astrology chart. It looks like meh. You know, if you're not an astrologer, you can't read the chart. That's fine. There's a chart on the left-hand side, and it just says sun, moon, and then your AC or rising sign. AC stands for ascendant. And if you learn those three things, then, and you're learning, like, you're, I'm sure if you're into astrology or watching YouTube, you're definitely like scrolling through all the Instagrams. Just listen. Listen to people for when they're saying, like, okay, I'm a Aries sun. What do people say about Aries sun? Is it true? Or does that not sit right for me? Why doesn't it? You know, it's not to judge the astrologers. It's more to look within and say, do I exhibit those behaviors?
Yeah. Is that really a reflection of me and tuning into that? Yeah, beautiful. So, you know how they have, you know, astrology readings in like papers and things like that. Like, how legitimate is that? Like, should we really be paying attention to that? Is that more meant to be more of a superficial fun thing? Like, I know some people get so hooked into it and then they start to limit their story because, well, this chart said this or this reading said this, and they get hooked into that narrative without recognizing that sometimes that actually creates blinders for them and then they miss other things. So I'm curious to know your perspective on that. You know, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying, you know, I think there's an important piece of mindfulness around that. And what's your perspective?
Yeah, it depends on, well, everyone writes them differently according to your rising or your sun, depends on the horoscope that you're reading. And you can write into them and ask if you're really interested. They usually use the whole sign chart. So when you're listening to readings and it's saying, okay, if you're a Cancer sign, you can listen to this too. It's usually, being an astrologer and I listen to that, I can hear if it's for a sun or if it's for a rising sign. But ultimately, I think the whole chart works together, and why it's so important that it's individualized. Like, it's our blueprint,
right,
for your life. Yeah. It is like the secret. It's the secret to your soul, to what you're supposed to do here, to all the activities that unfold in your life. And it's no secret that we can't read it very well. Right?
Yeah.
You know, and unless you're really looking for that information. And the thing is, you need to know somebody's story in order to put it to the chart for it to make sense.
Okay.
So even looking at a chart, I can't assume that I know you.
Right.
You know, I can't assume that I know Deanne. Like, I need to really ask her, like, what was going on in your life when? Tell me about, it's not like, astrologers aren't psychic.
Yeah.
You know, they're applying your life to your picture. Mm-hmm. And going, oh, okay, I get it. Like, I can expand this. So the long answer for that question, Deanna, is that I think try not to put yourself into somebody's reading or horoscope. Like, try not to plunk yourself in that hole. Like, oh my God, on the, you know, the 10th to the 15th, I better watch out.
Right.
Like, you know, astrology is more about reflection after. Like, even as an astrologer, for example, I booked this. I didn't even look at my astrology chart. So we booked our, you know, podcast together. I picked a date and, you know, I was thinking about it a few days ago. I was like, hey, the new moon in Cancer. Look at that. I wow. didn't even look. Like, and but reflecting afterwards is sometime where the juiciest parts come.
Right.
Right? Like, not for foreboding or looking into the future and being like, oh, this is coming up for me. No, just go, okay, I'm going to relax into it and see what happens. Keep yeah. a journal. That is yeah. the best thing I've done for myself in the last 5 years is keep a journal, even like little points of my day. Like, I did this today. I did this today. I did yeah. this today. And that reminds me when I come back, because I do in December and January, I go through the whole year and I go, what did I do this year?
Right.
And it's amazing. And then when you line that up with your astrology chart, with how it unfolded, like, we love to feel the juicy parts, even the ugly juicy parts.
Yes.
Because that's what makes us shine so yeah. much brighter.
It really does. I think this is a perfect place to end because, you know, I think the moral of the story here is that we've got this beautiful tool that has been used since the beginning of time. You know, I mean, this is one of the most ancient pieces of wisdom for us. And yet we use it maybe on a very superficial level for some people. And so the invitation is to let it be more foundational. Let yourself go a little bit deeper. Allow your curiosity to kind of show you a little bit more and lead you on this path of discovery. Because like you said, the answers are in the astrology chart and we can gain clarity and understanding to who we are. So I've loved having you here. Thanks for humoring me with answering my questions. Shauna, what's available to our audience if they're like, yeah, I'm curious. I need more information. I need some help with this. What do we have in store for them?
Well, if they'd like to, they can find me on shaunajacksoncrabb.com. You can email me there. And, you know, I have great recommendations for schools too, if you're looking to learn, or if you're looking just to find out, you know, your chart. I do readings and I love touching base with people about their astrology. And also I do tarot too. And that also wraps into astrology, which we don't have time for today, but I do have that for you. And yeah, I'm open to the possibilities. So astrology and tarot go together really well. And I do both. I know we didn't have time for that today. However, you know, if you really want to dive into either one of those things, I'd be totally open to sharing or to touching base. You know, I am on Instagram. Like I said, you can find everything on my website.
And we're going to have that in the show notes, folks. So don't worry. You'll be able to reach out and explore Shauna and her amazing work. Shauna, this has been a real treat having you here and enlightening us a little bit more on the work that you do and the medicine that you give the world. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Deanna. It was so great to be a guest and I can't wait to see you in person again.
I can't wait too. So, so good. I think I'm coming back to that retreat in the fall. So hopefully we'll cross paths there. And if not, we'll find a way. I think we'll find a way, you and I. So, and to all of you listening, thank you so much for tuning in. That's a wrap for When Spirit Calls. Be well until next time. Bye-bye.
So happy you could join us today. And we hope that you found comfort and inspiration with wherever you are at right now. If you feel you received a gift in today's message, please pass that gift along to a loved one by sharing this episode with them. To continue this conversation, please join me at rosehope.ca. And when you do, be sure to access your free gift by signing up for the When Spirit Calls newsletter. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again soon.